Prime Minister Mohammad Shehbaz Sharif on Thursday condemned India's unilateral suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, calling it a blatant violation and an act of water aggression that will receive a resolute response. Chairing a high-level meeting on water security, Sharif warned that any threat to Pakistan's water rights would be met under national security decisions made on April 24. He likened the water dispute to a battle for justice and vowed unity in the face of growing regional tensions. The high-level meeting was attended by Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, Field Marshal Coast General Syed Asim Munir, federal ministers, chief ministers of all four provinces, Prime Minister of Azad Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister of Gilgit-Baltistan, and senior federal and provincial officials. "This is a battle of justice, and like every battle we have fought with unity, we will defeat India's water aggression with resolve and wisdom," said the Prime Minister. He emphasized that living nations confront challenges head-on and make strategic, lasting decisions to protect their future generations. Addressing a high-level meeting on water security at the Prime Minister's house, Shehbaz Sharif said India's alleged attempts to weaponize water are intensifying, and stressed that the 1960 treaty, being a binding international agreement, does not allow any signatory to exit unilaterally. He described India's stance as politically and legally hollow. The meeting was marked by a unified political front, with all four provincial chief ministers, the Prime Minister of Azad Jammu and Kashmir, and the Chief Minister of Gilgit-Baltistan, jointly rejecting what they termed as Indian threats. The Prime Minister welcomed this collective response, calling it a reflection of our collective national resolve to protect Pakistan's water security. In response to the situation, the Prime Minister directed the formation of a high-level committee under Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar. The body has been tasked with devising funding strategies for new dam projects and includes representation from all provinces, AJK, and relevant federal ministries. The committee has been instructed to present its findings within 72 hours. "We will prioritize the construction of non-controversial reservoirs. Wherever there is unanimity, we must act without delay. These dams are not political. They are a national necessity," the Prime Minister said. He made it clear that any project with cross-provincial consensus will be fast-tracked and completed on a priority basis. A technical briefing during the session detailed Pakistan's current water storage capacity and ongoing projects. The Daimar Basha Dam is scheduled for completion in 2032, while the Mamand Dam is expected to finish by 2027.